Well, I live for Shmuel Shapira. We just finished here. Yeah, we're on page 183 on the bottom. For Shmuel Shapira, and the group of the Oved Hashem over there, the captivity in the Jamal, Jordan, who was with Shmuel Hovitz, right? They used those days with all the minds that they had, and all the minds, like a mind like a bomb, all the powers they had, they used it just as a ladder to grow. Just as a ladder to grow. It was Tishai al Chered al Chanin. There were 9 months. It was like 9 months of pregnancy, of spiritual pregnancy, spiritual growth. Shekol tzad eishav yusayin. Every step was full of suffering. 9 months.
So they were in captivity in Jordan for 9 months.
9 months. Yeah, 9 months. They were fighting for the kashrus, fighting for Dusha Sayanai, Dusha Shmira Sayanai, fighting for the bread, keeping the bread, the fire, to serve Hashem. Even then, in those situations, it wasn't easy.
What difficulty were they have? I mean, I can imagine kashrus. They couldn't get meat.
They got meat. Even the single sea. Yeah, all of these.
And you were saying guarding their eyes?
Yeah, there was also a women's camp right there.
Right next door.
Yeah. All of this, each problem was another step on the ladder to grow. Another problem, another growth. That only there they were able to grow, because that's where they have the situation. And also, we have to learn from this. In every situation we have, difficult situation, it's just now we have an opportunity to grow. You have an opportunity to grow. Should put you here because you have an opportunity to grow. You have a trouble because now you're going to grow. You have to thank Hashem. Thank you so much for the trouble. Now I can grow.
You have to want to grow first. That's the first step.
Yeah, but if a person has a situation, right, he doesn't want to grow. And Hashem gave him a situation. He has to teach him, listen, this is the situation you have. You can either grow from it or fall from it. You decide what you want to do.
But even if you fall, you can still pick yourself up and...
Even if you fall, now you grow. You fell deeper, the more you can grow. It's like you know those jumper things that you jump?
Trampoline.
Right? The more deeper you go the trampoline, the higher you fly up.
Or the diving board, when you go swimming, you have to go jump, go down in order to go up. But it seems to me the first step is you have to have the motivation to grow. If there's not that, even that motivation, so then you're not even on in the ball game.
Yeah.
So they had problems with kashrus. They couldn't get meat. You said something about bread?
Hardly. Soon we'll see. Listen, okay? Listen to this.
And the heat.
Very hot there.
Were there mosquitoes?
I don't know. In the desert.
Okay. The desert. And you said there was a woman camp right there.
Yeah. One of the workers over there, one of the workers, the servants of Hashem over there, his name was David Novominsky, yeah. He used to sit hours and hours on the floor with the Gemara in his hand. He had a Gemara, page after page. And Moshe Chaim Brandwein, he married to finish over there all the Mishnah Berurah. He had brought the Mishnah Berurah with him. That's what he did all the time. He just learned the Mishnah Berurah, all the Mishnah Berurah. But David Shechta was busy all the time to find a way that they'll be able to eat kosher food for everyone, that they won't need to eat garbage. Yeah. For example, he said, according to Albeinu Tam, Ben Yomo, right, we said in 24 hours, that's what we hold, but Albeinu Tam holds 12 hours is enough. It's not the same day. So if you cooked water in a tray pot, clean tray pot, after 12 hours, according to Rabbi Tam, it's kosher. So he said all the people which are the older people, the weaker people, they're allowed to eat, drink it because it's because of their fish.
So they had to boil the water to keep it safe.
Yeah, what?
They had to boil the water to keep it safe.
I don't know why they had to boil the water.
Were they in the old city during this captivity, or
were they
in Jordan?
Right.
South in the desert somewhere.
So you probably had to boil the water.
I don't know. Some people, that even though usually they're very strict, they come to such situations, so they're more lenient. But these Ogdei Hashem, the blessed lovers, especially Shmuel Shapira, regardless, in the home, in regular situation, in captivity, he kept every chumrah that he was used to the last extent. Yeah, all of his physical or all of his needs, he nullified completely in front of Hashem's need, Hashem's will. Him and his big friend, Moshe Burstein Zatzal, that were together. They gathered together all their power and all their will to be very careful not to eat not kosher and keep Shabbos. There was many questions there. Okay. And the only shikul, the only way down that led them was this. What does Hashem want? So what does Hashem want? Shabbos, what time was Shabbos, yeah? Came down over there, and the group of the captured people over there, they got together, yeah? They're there. First Shabbos. There was no feeling of Shabbos, right? Remember, they were captured on Friday, and they drove down there on Shabbos, so they were there on Shabbos.
So they drove on Shabbos.
Yeah, they didn't feel Shmuel. The heart of Shmuel was full of light. First time in his life, he's in this special day of Shabbos, with no livelihood, nothing, far away from the Kotel, far away from the Breslov Shtiblach, far away from Rabbi Shimon. Only him and Shabbos that's flowing in him. Shabbos Devil is Bachu. That was another test. There was nothing that looked chagi, nothing that looked party or something. It was, you know what they were. But of Shmuel, inside it was fire. Shabbos. Inside it was Shabbos. Once they asked, it looked like as if, for him it was no different, it looked like he's in the Kotel, Rabbi Shimon, it looked like a difference. When they asked Rabbi Avraham Levi Horowitz, one of the old Hasidim of Karlin, he was a lot next to Rabbi Shmuel Shapira in the captivity. So he asked him, how was Rabbi Shmuel in captivity? How did he act? So he said, this chassid said, Shmuel? Shmuel's in captivity? I didn't say Shmuel in captivity. It was way above it. Friday night, Shmuel standing in the corner, always standing in the corner, always bent down like this, always standing or a little bent down. And he's singing, L'cha Adodi, Ya Lad, in the middle of the desert over there. It's the first time, probably in thousands of years, that such a voice over there in the Jordanian emptiness. Friday, right? The meal that was after the davening. It included. It included six thick biscuits that were made. They were baked at Tafshin Beis, 1942. Wow. And they were made to eat it until 1943. And now they served it to them, 1948. hard like a rock, full of
worms.
No worms, ants. And Shmuel was sitting for hours like this with his biscuits, breaking them up to see the Chas Shalom. He's not eating any bug, any something, nothing. Hours, hours. And after he was sure that anything doesn't have any bugs, then he put it in his mouth. His holy mouth. His pure mouth. There was an old man there, Rabbi Yonah Marumia. He was born in Baghdad. And he used to say over and over the story, is a tzaddik. Is a tzaddik, Rabbi Shmuel. You couldn't believe it. Another short story. This something else, but just to see that how much he was scared of not eating stuff which you're not supposed to eat. They went to Meron, and in those days, it's years later, in those days, the buses were very old, very old. And of course, there was no air in the bus. It's boiling hot. They walk through the desert. They used to go through the Bekaa, Jordan Valley. It was very hot there, and there was and a lot of not only that, there were a lot of mosquitoes and a lot of flies and everything. It took hours and hours. What happened? They stopped on the way to rest. It was very hard. They're all right. And a lot of zvuvim and everything. Anyways, a lot of problem. Anyways, and then afterwards on the way back, also a lot of the bugs got into the bus on the way, the continuation towards Meron. And when they got to Meron, finally each one sat to eat his little sandwich, something that he brought with him. And Shmuel took out a sandwich that was wrapped well and opened it onto something and started breaking it all up. So that's what he's doing. He said, I don't know, maybe a bug went in. He was so scared. Something small. So that's the sheet in the Machane. Shmuel Horowitz was sent a Torah for the Kutev Oran. Everyone was listening, and even Chiloni were listening. Everyone was listening to Shmuel Horowitz. Yeah. And with the time, the Red Cross brought them more Jewish books and more Jewish books in the. They had the shiurim and the. There was also people playing cards and everything, garbage, you know what I mean? And also there was shiurim with the life of that close to Hashem through this shiurim. Halacha, Gemara, Chassidus, Rabbeinu. Tov, Shkoyach.